Do you know what I admire about the British aristocracy? They're the original gangsters.
That was from The Gentlemen.
On this episode of Why Watch That.
Why Watch That's on a quest to help you find the movies and TV shows you'll love. Buckle in.
While serving in Turkey, Captain Eddie Horniman, played by Theo James, is called away from his duties. His father, the Duke of Halstead, is on his deathbed and won't hold out much longer. But shortly after Eddie arrives and the Duke is gone, things take an unexpected turn.
I didn't ask for any of this. The title has no practical value. The business is broken. There are holes in the roof. The staff are revolting, and you, brother, are a coke-sniffing...
Okay, so here's the skinny. Eddie's older brother, Freddie, played by Daniel Ings, was of course supposed to inherit the dukedom. However, he was deemed unfit by their father. As a result, Eddie has the task of keeping his family's considerable estate afloat, which is more challenging than he ever thought it could be. But not to worry. There are interested parties who'd like to help him out of his predicament, including Stanley Johnston, Esquire, a mysterious man played by Giancarlo Esposito, who has untold wealth and power. He'd like to purchase the Halstead estate.
Your house is a testament to the synthesis of this culture. Refinement with aggression.
But Stanley isn't the only one who has his eyes on Eddie and his family. Oh no. You see, Stanley has competition in the form of the Glass family, who specialize in the kind of business that Eddie's father, the former Duke, lowered himself to subsidize. Eddie discovers this surprise from Susie Glass, the Glass family's ever-observant spokesperson and tactician, played by Kaya Scodelario.
Allow me to introduce myself. I used to be in business with your father. I have certain interests I need to discuss with you.
Now what happens down there?
Well, down there is where the magic happens, Eddie. But will he approve? And more importantly, does he have a choice? He's got to get money from somewhere, and at least this way, he won't have to sell the estate. In addition, Susie is nothing if not persuasive.
Must have come as a bit of a shock. Inheriting a house, title. As the new landlord, you will receive a significant amount of money. In return, letting us carry out our activities.
You's like a duke in it.
What the?
Now, if all that weren't enough, back to brother Freddie we go. Just when Eddie thinks he has everything in hand, he finds that his older brother is in a spot of trouble. Well, multiple spots of trouble, really. And all that trouble has invited plenty of unsavory personages into their midst with unpaid debts to collect. And these ain't bankers. But, as Stanley illuminates...
People either survive in the jungle or exist in the zoo.
What do you think, John?
I think you should f*** off back to your country ass. F***ing off your spaniel.
Now, this won't do. So before Eddie finds his way into another round of criminal mischief, he devises a plan, which he shares with his mother, played by Jolie Richardson.
I'm going to remove their interest from this estate.
I didn't create this problem. I'm trying to help you deal with it.
And with that, all kinds of plans are set in motion. But those plans never turn out the way anyone expects. From dealing with a felonious clan led by a man called the Gospel and organizing the theft of a vehicle under the purview of a woman who thirsts for blood, to negotiating with a clan of travelers who nick things off the estate. And it requires the skills of a motley crew of individuals who have distinct talents and personalities. This is why Susie winds up echoing the very point that Stanley laid out before.
Welcome to the jungle.
Lapsang Su Chunk.
And so, will Eddie be able to come out on top? Will he ever be able to extricate himself and his family from the tangled web of criminality they've been immersed in for far too long? Freddie, for one, is skeptical.
So in order to stop ourselves being associated with criminals, we are going to become criminals.
We're not criminals, Freddie.
Right, sure you're not. But it doesn't even matter. because in addition to having to stay one step ahead of Susie and make sure her boxer brother Jack, played by Harry Goodwin's, doesn't suspect a thing, the real threat just might come from the patriarch of the Glass family, played by Ray Winstone.
Yeah, Dad.
No one walks away. And it's down to you to keep him under manners.
So Daddy has no intention of parting ways with good old Eddie, especially since he proves to be such a valuable addition to their business. After all, when you agree to operate outside the law, it's a bit like a visit to a roach motel. Once you check in, you never check out. And as Jeff, the Halstead's reliably loyal animal caretaker, played by Vinnie Jones, who's connected to the family in more ways than one, points out, regardless of how these people appear, each poses a particular danger. You better be careful.
These are serious people. Though they appear to be house-trained, don't be deceived by the facade.
All right, the gentleman. But before we get started, guys, thank you so much for being a listener of Why Watch That. Please remember to subscribe, like, share, comment. It's your way that you show support for the work that we do for you, and we thoroughly appreciate it.
Yes.
And another thing. What is Why Watch That, and how is the show formatted?
So, yes, I'm the critic. I've watched it. I will review it, of course. You're the producer over there. Mm-hmm. You haven't seen it. That's how we work it. So someone has, someone hasn't. And in this interaction, the review and so on, hopefully you'll be able to determine whether it'll work best for you. Also, we don't spoil. So a lot of stuff will be left out of our discussion on purpose. We want our audience to be able to have fun watching something that they think is going to be right for them. And there was a lot I left out of the plot summary, producer. A lot.
All right.
So now, your first impressions, right? But before we get to that, how can they access The Gentleman? Where is it available?
Yeah, The Gentleman is available on Netflix, and it is going to be available from March the 7th. It premieres on March the 7th, and they're going to put the whole season. So it's not going to be one of those things where they try to drip it out. They're going to give you all 8 episodes on that day.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Now, would you watch it based on the plot summary? Are you interested?
I am interested. Like, I check it out. Like, it's kind of my type of show.
Mm-hmm.
I like how it looks. So that's something. I mean, I love the fact that they reference Lap Sing Songju, which is like Chu Chong. And nobody knows what that T is. So I thought that was hilarious. Just like, okay, who wrote this into the script?
Yeah.
I would give it a try.
Yeah. Now, this comes to us from Guy Ritchie.
Mm.
So if you like Guy Ritchie's stuff, will you like this? Now, Guy Ritchie, Snatch and the Sherlock Holmes movies with Robert Downey Jr., Man from U.N.C.L.E., The Covenant recently, and he did that Aladdin live action thing. He's done a lot.
Got it. Hold on. The guy from, what's that called in this too? The guy from Breaking Bad is in this.
Yes. Giancarlo Esposito.
Yes. Yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Among other things. I'm like, who are you talking about? Oh yeah. Giancarlo. Yeah. Do the Right Thing. And
yeah. He was in that too.
Yeah. Bugging out. Yes. Okay. So, yes, he's there. And interestingly, producer back in kind of the same milieu. So if we're talking about El Pollo Loco.
El Pollo Loco, yes.
Yes. So, what is it? No, it's Los Pollos Hermanos. I believe.
Los Pollos. Yeah, Los. Yeah.
Now.
something with polio.
Yeah.
Some type of chicken joint.
No. Breaking Bad. So, okay. So you would check this out. Now, in checking it out, producer, why? What would you expect to get? I know you talked about the look that appealed to you.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of experience are you expecting? And I'll let you know if you'll get it.
It's some type of, it looks like a, like it's going to be an kind of a fun ride of watching people navigate through some new space that they're trying to fit into. That's kind of what I saw that interests me. I like those types of stories where people are attempting to fit into some world that isn't necessarily their own.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And this is a spinoff, I guess, in quotes, of the movie of the same name from Guy Ritchie. Mm-hmm. Now, I didn't see that movie. I did look it up, though. It's not necessary to have seen that movie at all to watch the show and to follow it. Just looking at what the movie's about, it's tangential to the movie. But there is this theme of you have, you know, this drug business. Can you get out? That's carrying over here. Mm-hmm. And all kinds of different players. Now, with that said, with what you pointed out, the look, yes, there's style here, there's pace, there's energy. It's Guy Ritchie. That's what he does, right? And what I thought was, I like that enough to excuse the excesses, which is also a Guy Ritchie thing. There are certain moments when I was like, I got it, now we can move on, but it kept going. Mm-hmm. And I get why they did that. It's because they have to build up to a moment that's coming. Mm-hmm. But you've heightened it, now you can go. You don't have to heighten it and then stay or continue to try to do that. Mm-hmm. But again, I didn't care. I was enjoying when it worked enough that didn't matter to me. Really, from the very beginning, I was interested. Because you see Theo James' character, the lead, he is a captain. And as you'll see at the beginning, they're in Turkey. And, you know, he's at this checkpoint. They come to get him because his father, the Duke, has fallen ill. Just that one sequence, it was restrained from Guy Ritchie. It was to the point, efficient. It set the story. It set up who he was. I was like, okay, what's going to happen? Mm-hmm. And when this show does that, when it's focused on the main storyline, when it's not trying to be too much, when it's not trying to be funny, it really does work. Mm-hmm. Right? You have this choral music. You'll hear it when you watch. Huh, huh. You know, that kind of stuff. It's mm-hmm. just like, okay, a lot. And the first moment when I went, oh, it kind of snapped me out of it, was when they read the father's will. Because as you saw, Theo James' character has this older brother, he has a sister, the mother's there, they're all assembled. And that's when the reaction to that kept going. It just kept going. But by that point, I was like, okay, it's Guy Ritchie, I'll just let this play out. There's also the whole sequence of the chicken dance. You'll see what that is.
Okay.
It just goes on forever. Now, again, you're going somewhere. There's a point to it. I just think it could have been edited. That's my only point there. Mm-hmm. And like the character who is like screaming at the older brother to do this dance. What are you doing? That's not how a chicken walks. You know, it's that kind of thing. It's like, okay, it's a lot. But you'll see. It's just we could have gotten there more quickly. Mm-hmm. So that's one thing I did want to make very clear to people watching it, that you will have those moments. But to me, it was worth it, to be honest. I think that for Guy Ritchie, he's in his happy place here. He's having fun. And it's comprehensible. Not all of his stuff is. Mm-hmm. Sometimes purposely. Like Snatch, what Brad Pitt was doing was not comprehensible on purpose. But here, everything's pretty comprehensible. I also think that there's some pretty stiff acting going on when required. I really do. I think that Theo James in the lead does a great job. Mm. Now, he really showed his chops in the last season of, what was that show on HBO with, I'm trying to remember, the one where they're in the, when they're always in a resort. Anyway, I'll find it. Mm-hmm. But I thought that he did a great job there. Mm-hmm. The White Lotus, that's it. Mm-hmm. So in The White Lotus, right? You know, Jennifer Coolidge, that whole thing. Mm-hmm. In their second season, I think he showed, wait, I can ground something, even if we're in ridiculousness. And I think he takes it further here. I was buying him as this character the whole way. I bought it. I also think that Kaya is his counterpart. She does a great job. They balance each other very well. And it's not a relationship where it's forced on screen. Mm-hmm. You kind of buy the power dynamic between the two of them. I did appreciate that. I think the older brother played by Daniel, he does a great job being ridiculous. He really does. He does a great job being ridiculous. He's not ashamed to do the chicken dance and the chicken suit and whatever else is called for him to do. Giancarlo, I mean, you could just see it in the plot summary. The rhythms of the line, he understands. That sequence when he's at the pool table explaining, this is how you want it to be done. Mm-hmm. Ray Winstone speaks for himself as the head honcho of the Glass family. And there are more people involved in it as well. Vinnie Jones as the gamekeeper there. I mean, it's a really good cast, well selected, and they get the job done. So that's a important point so that when it kind of flies away, you know it's going to come back. Mm-hmm. And I was just fine just sitting back watching it, to be honest. I think of the Guy Ritchie things I've seen, this is probably at the top for me in succeeding. But I would say, producer, I wouldn't necessarily call this binge material.
Mm. Okay.
Because if you watch too many episodes, it can seem repetitive when it's really not. There's a lot going on. It's like eating a rich chocolate cake. I think an episode or two, if you feel like after two episodes, okay, I need a break, take a break. You can come back. It'll feel fresher. There'll be more magic to it. So that's one thing I would say. Don't feel like you have to binge it, especially if you start getting tired. Leave it, come back. It'll work fine that way. It's almost like if Guy Ritchie were to do Peaky Blinders in a modern setting. Maybe. Almost. So there you go. So with that said, producer, I know you probably kind of like the non-binge part of this because you're like, oh, I can fit this in.
Yep.
After hearing that, are you still game to check out The Gentlemen?
Yeah, I'll check it out.
Ringing endorsement. <thank you. laughs> And again, this will be available on Netflix, all 8 episodes on Thursday, March 7th. And we'll see if we ever come back with more reviews. I don't know. I'm watching stuff, producer, and I'm just like, I don't want to talk about any of this. But I do want to say, just in case we don't review it, because now for shows that are going on, if we don't get them ahead of time, I'm not going to review it. Because I don't even want to hear the comments. Don't you have to watch the whole thing? No. But that's fine. I will watch the whole thing. And if I don't make it to the end, I'm not reviewing it. But I do have high hopes for Shogun. I do want to say that now. That's available on FX and Hulu. I am enjoying that tremendously. Yes, if you've heard of Shogun before, the 80s miniseries and all of that, but it's based on a book. It's coming back to that. And it's showing a side of Japanese culture in, I think, the year 1600 that feels right. Now, I know that a lot of people who understand that background say it is, right? So that's good. Because I know for Hiroyuki Sanada, I believe that's his name, he's starring in it and producing it. So it's very good. It feels right. It doesn't feel like they're trying to make a modern statement out of it. I'm enjoying that. So I did want to say that just in case we never come back to it. Who knows? But this was about The Gentleman, and I'll be a gentleman and say, au revoir.
Thanks for joining us. For up-to-date info and to share what's on your watch list, be sure to follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok at Why Watch That, and on Twitter at WWT Radio. Also, you can visit us at whywatchthat.com. And while you're at it, don't forget to go ahead and rate Why Watch That Radio on iTunes. Let's keep the conversation going.